Zara Temur is making different herbal products using plants and vegetables she grows in her backyard. She says that social media has made it easy for entrepreneurs like her to create and sell organic products.
ये जो मार्केट है जो ऑर्गेनिक प्रोडक्ट्स की मार्केट है ये सोशल मीडिया पे बहुत एक्टिव है.
The market for organic products is very active on social media. Many groups have female-only members where they share their major concerns, most of which relate to hair loss and skin issues.
Tamer says most commercial hair products contain chemicals that are often harmful for people.
Hair fall ki problem bahut zyada hai society mein.
Hair loss is a big problem in our society, and there was no product that had zero side effects. So after much research, I launched a brand and created a product that is an anti-hair loss spray. The beauty of it is that it is only made by fruits, vegetables, and herbs.
Fruits, vegetables, and herbs.
Social media has enabled Tamer and many other educated housewives like her to not only start an online business from home, but also to attract new customers through branding, marketing, and online advertising.
In old times, our grandmothers had a home remedy for everything, whether it was for an illness, or hair loss, or skin care. So old remedies have made a comeback. God has made these illnesses, but God has also made cures for them. This is our belief that the cure is found all around us.
Naima Haleem, who is a homemaker, is running a similar online business while raising 3 kids at home. She says that having access to the internet makes it easy to directly listen to clients and their demands.
Hamari jo backbone hai wo hai hi online.
Online is our backbone because our entire business is on the internet. We started with Facebook, then moved to Instagram because our target audience is on Instagram. We recently launched our website as well.
These entrepreneurs claim that they never compromise on quality of their products and that their clients' loyalty and satisfaction is a key to long-term success.
In Pakistan, we do not have many facilities for testing products. It took us 3 months to get our products tested by a Russian pharmacist, and later they were tested on 50 people. Once they were confirmed to be safe for use, we sold our products on Facebook and then brought them to shops as well.
According to the Drug Regulatory Authority of Pakistan, the demand for herbal and natural cosmetics and medicines has increased by 75% in the last 10 years. For this very reason, the herbal products market is on the rise. For Saman Khan in Lahore, Pakistan, this is Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.